Coming to you from three separate locations across the continental United States, we got the Brutal Gamercast episode 11. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Are we ready to talk about pigeon dating sims and a bunch of other fun things?
No.
Oh, sure.
Let's do
this. That's because we're going to be doing it.
Damn it.
Woo. So we, full list of stuff this week. We're going to be talking about some of the free games coming up next month, some of the new launches for September. Wolfenstein's premier superhero. You have the comic rack. There was a pretty big Nindies presentation this week. And one of the most uncomfortable commercials I think all of us have ever seen, or either of us. Any of us?
Any of us.
Any of us.
All of us.
It's horrible. Yes. It's a very questionable commercial, even though I'm excited for the product. So, let's get right down to it. The PlayStation Plus and the Xbox Games with Gold games were announced this week, and they're going to be going live starting... I guess the Xbox ones are already free, but starting tomorrow, the PlayStation ones will be free. Who do you guys think won this month?
Yeah. I think both systems did really good this month, actually.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. So the full rundown for anybody who isn't staring at the stories like we are is PlayStation is getting Infamous Second Son and Strike Vector EX, or X, or whatever, for the PS4. For the PS3, they're getting Truck Racer and Handball 2016. Truck Racer.
That's the best. That's a sleeper right there. That's a sleeper.
That alone is worth the whole month.
Oh, man. Twisted Metal. Come on.
Twisted Metal without shooting.
Yep.
And I think the real winners come from the Vita games this month, which are cross-play with PS4.
No.
We Are Doomed, which I don't know anything about, and Hatoful Boyfriend, which is a pigeon dating simulator.
Oh. Oh, the pain.
Oh, it makes me chuckle every time.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to play it.
It'd be better if it were people dating pigeons.
That's what it is.
I thought it was just two pigeons dating.
Stop.
I think it's people dating pigeons.
No.
No, I think it's two pigeons. I don't think they would do that.
I've never played this game.
That doesn't sound so good.
Hold on.
I'm looking it up.
I mean, either way doesn't sound so good, but that really doesn't sound so good.
All right, so here's some gameplay. All right, you're looking at pigeon. Yeah. Oh, no, I think Eric's right.
Oh, man.
Wait. I don't know, though. Here's two pigeons. This is just a weird-looking game.
Yeah, but pigeons are like friends, but you're the person.
They're your pigeon avatars.
That makes no... What am I saying? None of it makes any sense.
Anyway.
What the hell am I talking about?
I remember when this game launched in like 2011, it made a pretty big, I guess I'll say, splash in my group of friends. Everyone was like, oh, look how silly this is. Look how dumb this looks. And now I've got some people who are actually going to play it. So... yeah.
Great.
Whatever you think about that. I'm not going to play it. So.
Yeah, you are. That means you are.
I'm really not.
That's good.
Seems terrible.
Jeez Louise.
This is wrong.
I mean, if you're into visual novels and stuff, maybe that would be good.
No.
I'm not really into those things.
So.
This is a dating sim about pigeons. I don't think there's any story here.
God.
Well, anyway, that's PlayStation.
I can't even watch it.
Well, I did want to say that I'm excited for Strike Vector via EX, because that looks pretty cool.
I don't even know what that is. I can't watch the trailer, but
yeah. It looks pretty cool. So check that out. Anybody play Infamous?
I did. I platinumed this.
No, but I always wanted to. It always looked like a fun game.
Yeah.
It's really fun. The only thing I would say about Infamous Second Son is that it's on the shorter side.
That's what I heard. like 10 hours, right? 10, 12 hours-ish.
Yeah, but it's super fun. And it's a great game to get for the price tag of free with the subscription. So
I played the first one on PS3. I didn't really dig it so much, but I did hear this was really good. So
yeah, it's really good as well.
It's a good game.
Well, there you have it, straight from Eric's mouth.
Nice.
Straight from Eric's beak.
My beak. Heard call. That's it for PlayStation, I guess.
Hydro Thunder. Yeah. Over on Xbox. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in for that one.
So for on Xbox Gold, you'll be able to pick up Forza 5 Motorsport starting like 2 days ago.
That's awesome.
And then you can also pick up Hydro Thunder Hurricane. Everybody's played that game if you've had a video game system for the last 5 years.
I never played that game.
Really?
Is it like
I felt like they gave this away back in the day for games with gold back on the 360.
Yeah, it probably did.
Is it like Wave Racer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Only it's with boats. It's like, well, that's Cruising USA with boats.
Yeah. Boats. Yeah, there you go.
Boats. Everything's Cruising USA with me today.
You know what that means? You have to go play Cruising USA after this.
I think so. And so, like, Oxenfree and Battlefield 3, just like Cruising USA.
Exactly the same.
Just without shooting.
Yeah. And cars, with cars, you know.
Yes. So, and then on the second half of the month, you'll be able to pick up Oxenfree and Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Oxenfree looks pretty cool. It looks like a little thriller. And it takes place in a cave. And it's just kind of an indie game, indie feel. Cool. And then obviously everyone knows what Battlefield 3 is. So
that's a good game.
Was it? And I'm not a huge Battlefield fan, so
I'm not either, but I really liked that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
I just remember it being really well made. Graphics were good. Okay. I mean, although this was a while ago. What,
5 years ago?
Yeah. This was on the 360. But the graphics were good at the time. Gameplay was terrific. I remember I really liked the feel of everything. Like the shooting was really solid. So,
okay, cool. Definitely be worth checking out for free.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I also want to mention that if you have a PlayStation and you're interested in playing Oxenfree, it's being offered as part of the PAX sale on PlayStation Network. So you can get it for like $8 or something.
Oh.
That's a huge sale going on PlayStation. Lots of good stuff being offered for pretty cheap. Bloodborne's only $8. I know a lot of people are into those.
Man, Bloodborne. I bought Bloodborne and I played it once.
Yep. Sounds about right. Today came out, and then I haven't played it.
I waited too long. I wanted to trade it in, and then I waited too long, and it dropped down to like nothing. So.
Yeah. Such is life.
Yeah.
But yeah, both are pretty good this month. Both of the big hitters for both consoles is a bit older. Forza 5 was the first Forza for Xbox One, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It was the launch title.
There you go.
So both have launch titles or close to launch titles as the big game, which isn't a bad thing. But yeah. Forza 5 still looks incredible, by the way. I got my Xbox One and it's just blows me away.
So. Yeah, it's a great looking game. Really
so,
yeah,
I think both systems did really well this month.
Who won?
Because I'm usually hating on both of them.
I don't know if I could pick one.
I think I got to give it to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even though I played Infamous Second Son, Jason saying Strike Vector looks great. We've got Handball 2016. We got Truck Racer. And we got Had Up a Boyfriend. So.
No.
Well, even with Had a Full Boyfriend, which, no, I agree. Even with that, I still say PlayStation 1 as well, because I want to play Infamous and I want to play Strike Vector. So.
Well, there you go.
On the Xbox, though, I will get Forza. I'll play that.
Yeah.
And Hydro Thunder.
I want to play Oxenfree. I'm pretty excited about that.
I don't know anything about that game.
It's pretty cool. You should check out the trailer.
Awesome. I think I could be very wrong. I know it was offered in the same sale as like Fireside, or not Fireside, Firewatch, and like Gone Home and such like that on PlayStation a few months ago. So I think it's kind of like a walking simulator.
Oh, okay.
I'd be wrong, but I enjoy
walking. A walking simulator?
Hmm?
Yeah.
No, it's just like a thriller game. It's just like 2D.
Well, that's cool.
It's 2D?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's fine. That's cool.
It looks fun. It looks scary. And you have this little radio, and you go to these cliffs, and you're with these groups of friends, and all of a sudden you start hearing these weird things on the radio, and then people start dying.
Ooh.
Things get crazy. That sounds spooky.
It's and creepy. Then
apparently, according to the trailer, it has the most twisted ending of any game ever.
What?
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be hard.
Get ready.
Yeah, but that's impossible because this week we also have Hatoful Boyfriend. So.
It was more shocking than BioShock Infinite, which wasn't shocking. Oh, slam.
Damn.
That threw me for a loop.
Ooh. An infinite loop. Oh
my god.
All right.
I don't have anything to say to you.
More disturbing than Hatoful Boyfriend.
Oh man. Let's just move on from that. Pretend that it never existed.
Okay.
We got some good games coming out this month.
Aye.
Holy crap, we have a lot.
Yep. Absolutely. A lot of stuff. some of which looks pretty good. So,
like, oh, I'll let you take it away, Jason.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, Knack, too.
No.
Why not? It looks good.
Ah, come on.
Just
I don't understand.
This one can be good.
I just don't get how people are excited about this game. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I mean, Knack was not a great game by any stretch.
They fixed it.
How?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't played it.
They fixed it.
I heard they fixed it.
Yeah, but how? I mean, I don't. I haven't heard like anything about it.
They made it better.
Okay.
Yeah. Better. See, that's it.
They used better graphics.
So they got the Knack this time.
They got more of the Knack.
Okay.
They got the Knack of it.
Is that what you want to hear? They were only using 4% of the Knack. This time, they doubled it.
Wow, 8% Knack.
Yeah,
oh,
at least.
Oh my 8%. God. Oh, at least. Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I stand corrected. I'm sure this will be the greatest game ever. So.
Game of the year.
Yeah.
So everyone go buy this.
It's the greatest game launching on the 5th.
Launch tomorrow.
We can give it that. because tomorrow we get Knack 2. I can't say this name. RBI Baseball. And Lego Worlds for the Switch. So a couple of Switch games actually launching tomorrow.
Isn't Lego Worlds that Minecraft-esque game where you build with Legos?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's I'm going to get a on the Switch, it's going to be Lego City Undercover.
Yeah, I would think.
But, you know, I'm not a child, so.
I am. It's actually really good, though.
My buddy, really?
Well, so here's the thing. He has a little kid, so he plays it with his little kid. But he says he really likes it when he plays it. They have a good time.
Okay. So. Also coming out this holiday season, not this month, but sometime this holiday season is Marvel Super Heroes 2, Lego. So, I mean, there's a lot of Lego stuff that's going to be out there for Switch.
I think they come out once a month.
Yeah. that formula is, I don't know.
Getting old?
Yeah.
It got old as soon as those freaking bricks started talking. That's when it got old.
I have to disagree with that because I enjoyed a few of them, but... I definitely do agree that the gameplay is pretty stale. And I don't think there's anything you really do to reinvigorate it.
Well, every game's different. Sometimes you're a Jedi, sometimes you're a wizard, sometimes you're a treasure hunter, sometimes you're a superhero. It's all different.
But it's all Lego. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I've only ever played Star Wars once. That's it. That's all I ever played too.
I think they should try a side scrolling one. Has there ever been something like that?
I think the DS ones were.
Oh really?
Like the original DS ones. I could be wrong. Very wrong. But I think they probably were.
Who's excited for Destiny 2?
I kind of, so, when I watch the launch trailer, I get excited for it.
Sure you do.
So, I played a lot of Destiny 1 for a little while, but I don't think I can in good conscience purchase Destiny 2.
Uh-oh.
Just because I'm not going to have the group to play it with, I'm not going to have the time to dedicate to it properly, you know? If I could have a group of people that would say, okay, we'll play Destiny 2, you know, every few days at this time for like an hour, then sure, I would get it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that for me. So I can't do it. Even though the closer it gets, the more I feel its tug.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a day after tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah. Or not, Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 6th. Yeah, day after tomorrow.
The temptation is strong.
I'll bet. I never got into this, so.
I'm right there with you, Eric. I feel the pain.
I have heard the story is a bigger part of things this time around, like much more focus on narrative. So,
yeah, I don't
know if that makes a difference for you.
Well, you know, I mean, for me, kind of the experience was just like playing with your friends and just kind of experiencing another game. Because when you go back and you think about it, it's not like Halo was that great a story either. It was just more about the gunplay and like the multiplayer and all that jazz. So that's kind of what Destiny was for me. So I don't know. I liked it a lot for that aspect. Because when you could get together with your friends, it was freaking amazing.
Right. You know what pulled me in with Halo and what didn't do it for me with Destiny was that Halo had, I thought, more interesting elements. And the original story, I totally agree with you. The actual story itself was not that great in the first Halo, but
yeah,
I thought the elements were there for something really cool. I loved the artificial construct idea, and you know, this group of alien races fighting against, you know, trying to basically exterminate humanity. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, because you kind of see that in reverse in a lot of sci-fi. You see like a malevolent alien race like rising up and trying to wipe out like a Federation or something like that in Star Trek, you know. So to see that in reverse was kind of neat. And of course, yeah, the graphics and the gameplay were terrific. But with Destiny, it just seemed like more of a generic sci-fi experience. And, you know, I don't know if that's what it was playing it, because I never actually played it, but just to sit from the outside and take a look and say, do I want to get into this game? That's why I didn't. It seemed a little too generic.
Yeah, that's fair to say. I mean, outside of like, you know, leveling up and building your character, there's not a huge amount of depth to it. You know, you could get like your armor and all your guns or whatnot, but they built the loot in such a way that, you know, it was kind of like Diablo, where there's like the best loot. So once you got to a certain part, there was no point in really continuing. And you had to work really hard to find that loot. It was really tough. I mean, you had to go on the hardest raid of whichever DLC was out, and you had to like beat the raid once a week. You can only have one attempt once a week to get all this loot. So, you really worked hard for it. So,
okay.
But I'm hoping maybe they'll change that around a little bit more in the second one here.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Continuing on, however, on the 8th, Monster Hunter Stories hits the 3DS. Eric, you excited about this one?
No.
Okay.
I never took the Monster Hunter. It's not a knock. This could be cool, but I never got into Monster Hunter. I got nothing. Okay. I wanted to be in Monster Hunter, but it just doesn't do it for me.
I thought you were a fan, so, all right.
I gotcha. No. I mean, I've tried. I've probably said it before. Oh, I really want to get into this series, but I just never did.
The 12th presents quite a few games. We've got, this one could easily go either way. Baja Edge of Control, which is an off-road racing game for Xbox One and PS4. I am a sucker for these kind of games, so I really feel like checking this one out. Then also there's Ease 8 for PS4, which is a JRPG. I'll definitely not be checking that one out. VR Carts for the PSVR, which I don't know anything about, but it's a PSVR game, and those are rare. Rayman Legends, they are. Rayman Legends for Switch, which I will actually be getting that because I never got Rayman Legends. PES Pro Evolution Soccer, Blackguards 2, and Pillars of Earth, which I think we have a review for coming up pretty soon.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of games on the 12th. The 15th brings even bigger ones.
It's a big day.
Yeah. 15th, we get Metroid for the 3DS. And yes. I am all kinds of excited about that one.
Me too. I'm getting a keychain. Pre-ordering it.
Yes, me too. I can't wait for that. Metroid 2 is one of my favorite Metroids of all time. So, yeah.
When's the last time you went back and played Metroid 2?
Well, when's the actual Metroid 2? It's been a long time.
Yeah. It doesn't hold up. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure it doesn't.
I'm not saying it's a great game. It just doesn't. This remake is welcome. That's
Eric,
what I'll say.
It's a Game Boy game, and it's got pea green graphics.
Oh my god!
It was a Game Boy game with pea green graphics.
It was so bad.
Terrible.
I like Metroid 2. I really do. It's just not the easiest game to go back and play. I'm very excited for this remake. That's all. I
can definitely see that. Yeah, and I'm excited too. We also get NBA 2K18 and NBA Live for PS4 and Xbox One. We get Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, which I know Mac is probably insane to get. I never really got into Dishonored. So. And we get NHL 2K18. That's a good one.
I'm getting it.
Are you?
Yeah, I love NHL games.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big hockey guy.
I thought NHL, though, I thought the series was kind of not so great. That's good?
No, it's the best sports series, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just because, well, so on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 era, it was the best. And then when they came to the new generation of consoles, the PS4 and the Xbox One, they dropped a lot of the features that really made the game great. Like, they had a ton of other leagues and such. Like, you know how with the MLB, the show has the, like, all the minor league games, and you can manage all the minor league games. This had all the overseas teams and everything that you could manage and stuff like that. The EASHL, which was kind of, I forget exactly what it was, but it was good. And I just like the NHL games. They're fun.
Okay.
It's a shame that we're never, ever going to get it on the Switch, because it's the least popular of the four.
Yeah.
So.
Well, don't get me started on that one, because if I wanted Madden on the Switch, and I would, as I said, because we were talking about this once, I would take last year's Madden repainted with, you know, a new roster. I would take that on the Switch. Totally would.
Everybody got that for 2018 anyway, so.
Ouch!
No, actually, I can't say that because they rebuilt it in that Frostbite engine, so I can't say that. I mean, they did. I mean, they literally just put a new coat of paint on it and then sold it. So, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if they released last year's Madden game, I with new rosters and, you know, maybe a new mode or two or whatever, I would have been down for that on the Switch. I like sports games to be portable. Because I rarely will sit down in front of the television to play a sports game. If I'm going to do that, it's I'm going to play something else. So if I could have a handheld Madden, man, I would have friggin' loved that. And that just
would be cool.
That just ticks me off that they didn't release that, but they are releasing, you know, FIFA and NBA. And, I mean, it just bothers me.
Here, that's my theory. My theory on that. They think that FIFA and NBA are safe bets to put on there because they're the biggest selling games. Like, they have the biggest audience worldwide, I'm sure.
So, probably.
I think if they do well, we will see Madden on the Switch next year.
I hope so.
Hopefully, I mean,
yeah. Because yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't think NHL is ever coming to the Switch.
Yeah, I mean, that's too bad, too, because you'd think if EA was going to support it, you'd like to see, you know, support across the board for EA Sports titles.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know, I would have loved to see that, even though I wouldn't buy NHL because I'm not really into hockey games. The last hockey game I liked was ice hockey on the NES.
Ooh, good one.
That's a great one. But yeah, I would, you know, to see across the board support, that would really be, I think, something really special. And that would show, you know, EA Sports really supporting the platform. That would have been great, but oh well. Past those guys on the 19th, we'll continue our rundown here. We've got Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. We've got Minecraft Story Mode Season 2. The Binding of Isaac Afterbirth Plus hits the PS4, and Raiden 5 hits the PS4. Anybody excited about those?
No.
Wow. Stirring.
Not really.
Yeah, I can't blame you. I'm marginally excited for Marvel vs. Capcom just because I like the series, but this one's got so many... I mean, I don't like what's going on with the graphics. I don't think it looks that great. And, you know, even though the graphics are good, even the style that it's done in, I'm not crazy about. And I don't like the fact that there are no X-Men. That really bugs me. So...
I feel like they're taking steps backward with the way the graphics are going. Like,
yeah.
I like the hand-drawn sprites. And
that's oh, man. Me too. So. No, that's not just you. That's classic Capcom. That's what I want from these games. But
yeah.
Raiden, I'm a little excited. Yeah.
Weird. Sounds weird saying it, but they're too cartoony for me in the new.
No, I could see that. I could see that. You know, yeah. the even though they're like straight up cartoons the other way, but I know exactly what you're saying. I saw the when I saw the trailer with Cap, the first trailer with Cap, I just thought he looked absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I am excited about Raiden because I kind of like that series, so I might be getting that one. Yeah, that's a fun series. On the 22nd, we've got another LEGO game, LEGO Ninjago. I don't think this is coming out on Switch. Looks like just Xbox One and PS4, which is interesting. After that, we've got Project Cars 2. That's coming out. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, which I know Eric is excited about. And Pokken Tournament DX.
Yes.
Yes.
Both of the last two games I'm excited for.
You going to get both of them?
Probably not on launch. If I get one of them on launch, it's probably going to be Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
Just because I've been waiting for that on the Switch ever since it was announced that it was coming to the Switch. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get that, and we get it on the Switch. It's going to be
good. It looks really good. I mean, it looks really good, and I'm not a Dragon Ball fan.
You make your own character, and then you can get... talk to like characters from the Dragon Ball Z universe to be your mentor. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Rounding out the month on the 26th is FIFA 18, which, as we mentioned, is coming to the Switch. Fallout 4 Gotti is coming out, the Game of the Year edition. That will hit the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It will not hit the Switch. But for some fans, it's still going to be a big deal, even if they played the first one, because they are re-releasing the Pip-Boy edition. I don't know if it's sold out already everywhere, but that is coming out again. I know a lot of people missed out on that. Also will be Danganronpa V3 for PS4. That's another interesting little niche title that... and on the 29th will be Gundam Versus on the PS4, and I'm mildly attracted to that one because I did like big robots. So,
Did you get the beta?
No, I didn't.
It was free for, I don't know if it's still going on, actually, it might be over, but they had a free open beta for it.
Oh, that's nice. Did you play it?
No.
Okay, cool.
I actually wanted to because I like big robots, and I never got into the Gundam anime, but...
Yeah, I didn't either. I'd like to see Robotech come back. Or Macross, if you will. But anyway, that is September. That's what's coming up in September. So lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. And I'm sure October will be equally stacked or more so.
Shadow of War.
Yes.
Nah, the game's going to be trash.
You're a terrible human being.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to get it on launch. I'll get it eventually. But yeah.
It's going to be worth it. It's going to be a good one.
I believe it.
Did you guys see that little piece of news that came out from them last week?
I don't know. What was it?
So as they have this little DLC package that they're selling for the game, and it's like $4. And part of it, what it does is like anytime Talion's about to die and you miss the button prompt, and you can only do this like once every 20 minutes or something, or 30 minutes or something, there's this giant character that'll run in and it'll kill the orc, or it'll stop the kill motion and he'll kill the orc and save you. And it was actually modeled after one of their developers who I think passed away working on this game from like brain cancer. So it's a way of like helping support his family.
You know what? I saw that. Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't read the story. That's what it is. Okay. All right.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. And I saw that. I saw everybody immediately saying how evil Warner Brothers was because they were cashing in on this guy's death. Okay. I don't think they realized that. I think this DLC, I think, Rick, you said it was like, what, like $4 or $5?
Yeah, it's just $4.
Okay. So $3.50 from every sale is going to the family.
Wow.
So the rest of the money isn't going to go to Warner Brothers. It's going to go to whoever is facilitating the DLC sale. So it's going to go to Sony, Microsoft, or Steam, I guess. Mm-hmm. Most likely.
That's huge.
So Warner Brothers isn't making any money on this, and that's absurd to think that they are.
I love this.
Yeah.
Makes that's it sad.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'll probably wind up buying it. I mean, $4.
I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
So
supports the family and helps me not get killed.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Win-win.
Okay. Puzzle Fighter. Is back.
I love Puzzle Fighter.
You know what? I love Puzzle Fighter too. I'm guessing Eric does not love Puzzle Fighter.
Yeah.
Why not, buddy?
Is this anything like those RPG puzzle games?
No.
Puzzle Quest?
No.
No.
Well, I don't know then.
It's a gem. It's a color gem game.
It's kind of like Columns, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So like you have like a red little bead and you have like a blue bead, and then you'll just like drop down and you kind of match them, and anytime you match three, it like they disappear, and then if you get combos, then all of a sudden you'll start street fighting, and your guys will like do the special moves and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So
you watch like a cartoony match going on while you're playing Columns, basically. Mm-hmm. Sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This came out in the PS1 and I loved it. And they've included it on a couple of compilations since then, but I don't think we've really seen like a Puzzle Fighter. Have we seen a sequel, a Puzzle Fighter 2 or anything like that? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So this is kind of like the closest thing to that. It's for mobile handsets, so it's for iOS and Android, which, I mean, we normally really don't cover that stuff on BG, but this is Puzzle Fighter, so I felt like it was worth a mention. And I'll definitely get into this because I love Puzzle Fighter. But at the same time, I kind of wonder why this couldn't have been ported to something like, I mean, I hate to keep saying this, but the Switch. It seems like it would have been right at home on that. But oh well.
Give it time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Never know.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. I'm in.
Hmm? Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes.
Hello.
So are we good?
Yes, we're good.
This next one is kind of dopey.
Oh.
What? I thought you loved Sonic Force.
I do. Well, hold on. The game's not out yet. I don't love it yet. I don't like the idea of it. So Sonic Forces got a launch date announcement, which is, I'm looking at the face here, November 7th. And it's also getting a bonus edition. Now, you think the bonus would come with something cool, right? Like, Sega's pretty on top of that, given the Sonic Mania Collector's Edition.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
Shoot.
Yeah, no. You get a controller skin for whatever.
What?
Whatever like thing you pre-order on. So, say you pre-order the Switch, you get a skin, and you don't even get to choose like whether you want a pro controller skin. Like, you get a skin for the Joy-Cons and like the little dock.
Yeah.
And then for the Xbox One and the PS4 controllers. And then you get 5 in-game costume pieces that you can use from different games. Like, there's a Jet Set Radio costume, Persona 5, Knights, Super Monkey Ball, and a Puyo Puyo hat. So.
You do get Super Monkey Ball, though, Eric. That is pretty cool.
I mean, you get the ears and an outfit. You don't eye for a Super Monkey Ball. Which would be
great. That you know of.
Don't get me wrong. If you got to be II from Super Monkey Ball, I would pre-order this in an instant.
Insta-sale. That
game is incredible, and we could use a new Super Monkey Ball because the one on the Vita was not that great.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, this is fine. I'm looking here at the story. Was there a price announced for what this bonus edition is going to go for? I'm looking. I don't see it.
You know what? Maybe I forgot to put it in there. Because I think there was.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. These controller skins, in my opinion, are kind of tacky. I don't really want a controller skin for a specific game. Maybe a series. Not like Sonic Forces. Now, maybe I would take a Sonic skin, but not like a... You know what I mean. You know,
like, if there was like a Sonic Mania... Which is more like classic, you know, just straight up classic Sonic. Would you have taken a controller skin for that?
Even if it were Sonic Mania, I would have, but not like Sonic Forces. Like, in the same way, I wouldn't want a Mario Odyssey skin, but I would take a Mario skin.
Stupid hat.
Yeah, dumb hat.
It's $39.99.
Wait, what is?
Sonic Forces.
It's only $40?
Yep, that's it.
What's the bonus edition cost?
That's it.
What's the regular edition cost?
There is no regular edition. It's the bonus edition.
That's horrifying.
Maybe the regular edition is just digital?
No.
I don't know. I'm on GameStop right now, and I'm looking at it. It says Sonic Forces Bonus Edition. There's no regular edition.
Maybe it's like a day one edition, and then that's what they all come with that the first day, and then after that.
That could be.
That's gross. I feel dirty.
Oh, Sega.
You got the Nintendo download.
Yeah, we do. Thinking about Sega now. All right.
We got Lego. So, oh, what, Jason?
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say. So we got Lego Worlds, which is like Minecraft.
Woo!
It comes out on Tuesday, September 5th. There's a couple deals on the Wii U and 3DS eShops, and then there's some activities for Fire Emblem Heroes and My Emblem Rewards. And also, League of Evil comes out on the Switch eShop. RBI Baseball 17 comes out on the 5th. On the eShop. Azure Striker Gunvolt, which is the first and second Gunvolt games, comes out, which I was actually considering picking up. And Neo Geo Zedblade, another Neo Geo game, surprising. And Annihilation comes out on the Wii U. So everyone's going to be running to buy that, I know.
Man, every week a Neo Geo game. It's good and it's not good.
I mean, it's kind of...
It's like, okay.
They have like 50 million of them to choose from, so...
I know. It's like they made their own virtual console. They're like, you know what? We're just going to make our own.
But think how hard it must be. They're like, one fighting game. Put this skin on it. One shooting game. Put this skin on it. Wow. Rinse. repeat.
That's Neo Geo. You know, I actually got RBI Baseball for the mobile, and it actually is not a horrible baseball game. To, you know, if you're just looking for something to play for a few seconds here and there, I don't know about buying it for, you know, a video game console, but like on mobile, it's not bad.
Ringing endorsement there from
it's not very good. I can tell you, it's not a very good game.
Yeah, it's like okay
for the console.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, there's ringing. Just not. I mean, you think of the simplicity of the mobile. It's like a direct port to the console.
Oh like, man,
no skill to this game at all.
Okay.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. So.
It's a shame that the only MLB game really is The Show. And it's limited to PS4. There's no competition at all, and it's not on multiple consoles. I mean, that just...
It's kind of weird. It is weird.
It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, RBI doesn't count, so...
No, it doesn't at all.
Yeah.
NFL 2K was the best NFL series, and then Madden and EA bought all the rights, so they couldn't make the game anymore.
You know what game I really liked, NFL game? NFL Fever.
I never played that.
I liked the first one like a ton. I mean, after that, but the first one was great. Loved it.
I don't think I remember that game.
It was I think it was a launch game for the Xbox. I remember the song, NFL Fever.
NFL Fever.
NFL Fever.
Dude, this looks actually pretty decent for being a launch title on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I'm telling you.
What was the gameplay like?
It was very Madden-y. But,
kind of looking like that.
But I don't know. I remember liking it more than Madden. I think it maybe just for the... might have been a little simpler than Madden.
Yeah.
But I remember playing with a buddy of mine. We played, Versus. And it was a lot of fun. We used to play it all the time.
Yeah, this looks pretty good.
It was really good. Like a
Madden game.
That's cool. Yeah. I played the first one, which I guess was the launch title, and then I got the second one, and it was like okay. And then I think I went back to Madden after that.
Nice.
Not that I'm playing Madden currently.
Yeah. Good.
Eric's asleep.
No, I'm not asleep.
That NFL talk, Madden talk was like, oh my god.
I will admit I'm not huge into Madden.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I don't mean to impugn your NFL fandom. I know you're a big NFL fan, but not Madden.
Yeah, I just don't play Madden.
Yep.
And, I mean, I would.
I don't play it anymore either.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just have no interest in... I almost bought it this year, actually. But then you guys said you weren't buying it, so I decided not to.
Yeah.
So, another big announcement from this week. Are you guys excited about this?
No.
No? Not at all?
No, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Dead Rising 4 is releasing on the PS4.
Yeah, that's my take on it. that's my take.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you've never played it on Xbox One and you really, really want to play it. So.
Dead Rising is like one of those series that I always mean to play the newest games and I never do. The first one was kind of fun. I played the third one, which I enjoyed, but I didn't really play it that much. I played a couple hours into it. And then the fourth one I thought looked great, but I just never bothered. So, this one includes Frank's big package though. So, I mean,
that's a bunch of, yeah, like there's different costumes for different Capcom characters. Like there's Street Fighter costumes and everything, and it not only dresses Frank up as the characters, but it gives him special abilities based on those characters.
Yeah, that's right.
So he gets like special Guile moves when he's dressed up as Guile and such. It's pretty cool.
Right. I think it's got all the DLC too, doesn't it?
Yes. Yep. It's like the complete edition plus some extra stuff.
It's complete, folks.
It's complete.
It's a complete big package.
So, there it is. Like, I'm not going to get this because I have it on the Xbox One and, you know, I don't have no reason to buy
it. How is it?
It's all right. It's fun. But I didn't find myself drawn into it, like, unable to put it down.
Do you ever with Dead Rising games?
No.
Yeah. See, I don't either.
So, there it is. We got a new amiibo, or three new amiibos were announced at the Nindies at Night event.
Amiibo!
With a really weird trailer. But watch that if you really want to. We have so a story long. On the
phone. No, like, don't do it.
No.
The news is, though, that Spectre Knight, Plague Knight, and King Knight, who are the three knights who share Shovel Knight's, you know, games, campaigns with them. They each have a campaign that have since released, and King Knights is coming in early 2018. They all are getting amiibos and coming out in a 3-pack. So, if you want to watch some softcore porn with someone rubbing up on some amiibos, watch this trailer.
Eric's not kidding.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
so weird.
There's no exaggeration there, but none. That's what it is.
Ooh,
it's not good.
Stardew Valley pictures. Stardew Valley stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the game still looks good. And I'm going to be picking it up when it releases for the Switch. Because I've been waiting for the Switch version to play it. Because I think this is the kind of game that's perfect to take with you when you leave.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Destiny 2 got a launch trailer. It's live action. It's really exciting. Dude. What do you guys think? Well, I mean, we kind of talked about Destiny 2 already.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Then that's my take. Eh. You know, I don't know.
Gotcha.
It looks cool. It definitely looks cool.
Yeah, it does. It has that going for it. Yeah. And also Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
As Robot Head Man. I don't know what that guy is.
Age 6.
Okay.
He's Robot Man, dude.
All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy's Telltale series, the third episode's out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Aw. Actually, we could talk about the review for that in a few minutes.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
Because we has it.
There we go.
And, we're kind of going through these kind of quick here, so if I'm moving too fast, let me know if anybody wants me to stop.
Yeah, that's all right. We did a lot of other stuff, so.
Yeah.
Gear Club,
yes. I have the story open. I'm just staring at it, trying to figure out how to say the word.
You know, I don't think it looks bad. I've heard a lot of people lately saying it looks like crap. I really don't think so. I don't think it looks bad at all.
No, I agree. I think graphically it looks fine. People, yeah. if you notice comments on stories about this, people are saying how it looks like a game for an iPhone, and that's just not true.
No.
So I think it looks good. I mean, I'm not going to pick it up because I'm not a racing guy, but I'm glad it exists for people who are.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it either, even though I sometimes do like racing games. But it looks, I think, just fine. I mean, I don't know what you would expect it to look like. I think it's fine.
Why doesn't it look like Forza?
Yeah, right. Take a guess.
It should.
Yes, it totally should. It should look like the first Forza.
Sorry, we're boring you, Eric.
Yeah, really. What would Blitzmensch say about this?
I don't even know. What is a Blitzmensch? Explain.
All right. So Blitzmensch is like somebody Captain America should be fighting. He's a superhero, yes, hero, in the Wolfenstein universe. It's like a Nazi superhero. So in Wolfenstein, basically, you know, the Nazis won World War II. That universe is moving forward with Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, which is coming out very soon. And this little cartoony bit was released as another, like, kind of universe filling out, fleshing out bit to show what life in America, because this takes place in Nazi-dominated U.S. So this shows kind of like what life in America is like, and these little bits are filling all of that in. So we've seen a couple of these so far. This one shows like basically an Adam West 60s Batman show, but it's a Nazi superhero, and it is it's a really funny video. I recommend checking it out. It's up on the site right now. It starts with this guy. He's a gold medal winner, Olympian.
Three-time
gold medal winner, and he's flying a blimp, and it's just hysterical. And he's got his gold medals on, and for some reason he's flying this blimp, and he gets hit by lightning, and he gets superpowers. and his villains are really funny. They're all like real Americana, like staple Americana guys that play off of that. Only they're like, it's supposed to be like these horrible supervillains, and he's like fighting all of them in this clip, and it's really funny stuff. So I recommend checking that out. It's great. If you're a Wolfenstein fan, you'll like it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that just about does it.
It does. Excellent. We did have a couple of reviews this week. As I mentioned, that Mac reviewed episode 3 of Guardians of the Galaxy, which he tagged with an 87. Yeah, not bad. I don't think he's been overly generous to these episodes either, so that's good. You play as a young Peter Quill on Earth during part of it. Apparently shopping with your mother at a record store. So, what? Yeah, I mean that just sounds odd. So,
dude, sounds cool.
Sounds sometimes like I hate when they like pull directly from the Marvel Cinematic Universe and they're like, "Oh, let's incorporate this and continue to build out the character," because that's like Peter Quill. That's great. I love that they gave him that he loves his music, but he was never kind of built that way.
No, never.
Or maybe they just didn't explore that part, but that's fine. But I don't know.
That's a little bit too much for me. See, that's what bothers me too, Rick, about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, quote unquote, intruding on the comics. I mean, I understand some of it. I totally get it. You want to make the characters look more like their cinematic counterparts, so maybe people who aren't comic fans will go pick up the issues. But I mean, they start changing stories and stuff like that, and you know, retconning stuff, and this is I think a part of that. So
yeah.
You know, I can't figure out either if Telltale is trying to do something in the Marvel Cinematic Universe or something in the comic universe or a totally separate thing. It just comes off odd to me.
Yeah, I think it's its own little story, which is even more weird. So
yeah. So there's that. I mean, you do play as him as an adult also, but you have that little segment of him as a child. I don't know, he said, Max said that there's also some Thanos stuff in there, but it's very, very brief, apparently. So, I mean, I don't know. But I guess if you're a Guardians fan, if you're a big Guardians fan, especially of the movies, maybe we'll tag it with that caveat. This is probably worth checking out. Also this week, I reviewed a backpack.
Nice.
From Solo, I reviewed the Velocity Backpack Duffel, which you can read about on the site, but I friggin' love this bag. It is really cool. It's big. It does a lot of stuff. Has tons of pockets. As I pointed out, more than a 90s superhero. So, I mean, that's saying something. It's really good stuff. And if you have, like, a large-size laptop, it's really good for that. So definitely check out that
medium size or a small size laptop. Review.
Well, you know, it'll work for those too.
Oh, okay, good.
That's the thing. But it'll be even roomier. Yeah, come on. Nice. But I think those are the only reviews we actually had up this week. So we can move out of that one if you like. Unless you'd like to talk about my headset again. Okay.
So, yeah. How about the comic rack?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, not too much going on in the comic rack again this week. We previewed Harbinger Renegade number 7, which is a part of the Massacre storyline in Valiant, which I guess it's, I think we're in fallout from Massacre now, because I think the actual event is pretty much over. Eric, you reviewed the actual issue where that took place. But yeah, I mean, it's I'm not into Harbinger, so I'm not really excited about it, but you know, I guess there are a lot of people who are, so you may want to check that out. Also this week we took a look at McFarlane Toys Steven Universe construction sets, which are debuting now at Walmart stores. And if you like Steven Universe, these are some pretty neat sets. And they're right in line with McFarlane's building set aesthetic, so you don't see too many raw edges or, you know, exposed Lego-type bricks. Everything is, like, finished off nicely. And that's one thing that's very cool about McFarlane's stuff, their building sets. So that was that, and then also it was Force Friday, so brief mention for that, I bought a Stormtrooper action figure, and that was it. I'm not too knocked over by Force Friday offerings this year, but maybe you were, and you went out and you had some fun. If you didn't, well, I'm sorry, you missed it. And that's about it for the comic rack.
Cool. The last big thing to talk about real quick, and you know, I had the story open and I closed it because I'm a dummy.
Nice.
We got the Nindies. So basically Nintendo had a pretty big presentation on Wednesday where they talked about a bunch of new Nindies coming. Among those are Super Meat Boy Forever from Team Meat. We have, what's that called? Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. So it's the third No More Heroes game returning to Nintendo. We got Shovel Knight, King of Cards. It's the King Knights campaign. Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition is coming to the Switch, which is apparently
a huge deal.
I didn't realize this was a big game, but it's apparently it's a huge deal.
I don't...
We got SteamWorld Dig 2, which is actually coming soon. That's coming out on September 21st.
Very exciting.
Yep.
Excellent.
Dragon, Marked for Death, is like a side-scrolling beat-em-up, like an arcade-style beat-em-up. Battle Chef Brigade is an Adult Swim game where you beat enemies and then you cook things. I don't really know. It wouldn't really look too great for me.
What? It looks awesome. You cook the enemies? No. So what happens is you're a chef, and they come in, and they give you an order, and you have to go, say you have to go find some herbs. So then you, like, go into, like, it turns into a 2D, like, fighting adventure game, and you have to go, like, defeat enemies and find these herbs and then bring them back, and then you cook a meal. It, like, turned into, like, I think, like, a, what is it? It kind of looks like Puzzle Fighter, to be honest. And you have to cook this meal and, like, solve this, like, little color puzzle or something. And then,
that sounds fabulous.
Know. Yeah, I think. I thought, Eric, you might like this one. It looks amazing.
You know what it is? I don't like the art style at all.
Really?
It really rubs me the wrong way.
What about it don't you like?
I'm looking at screenshots at the moment here. I'll get them up. I don't know. It's just... It's really hard to explain. I don't like the way... I don't know. Man. It's really hard for me to explain here. I'm opening up images right now.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, they're all right. Like...
I have to take a look at this. It sounds great.
Do it.
When is that coming?
I don't know.
Oh, holiday season.
Okay. Holiday season, yeah. We also have... Sorry. We also have Golf Story, which looks like somebody took the old school Mario Golf from the Game Boy Color and just put a huge RPG in it.
Wow.
So that looks like it's going to be cool.
You know what? That sounds kind of neat.
You know what it really reminds me of? River Story or River
Boy. Oh.
That Game Boy game. It was an RPG about fishing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that.
Okay.
Floor Kids. Oh, and Golf Story is coming out in September. Floor Kids. Is
the floor lava?
No, no, I wish. It's a rhythm-based game where you dance. It's like a breakdancing game.
Oh.
And it's coming out this holiday season. That one doesn't look that great to me either. Wolverblade is another beat-em-up. Poly Bridge looks super cool. It's like a bridge engineering game where you have to solve puzzles and build bridges and get stuff across like ravines and stuff. It looks really neat. This holiday season. Earth Atlantis looks incredible.
That sounds great. I got to go look at a trailer on that. That sounds awesome, man.
Just the name, you mean?
Yes.
So it's a game. So it's a shoot 'em up. It's a shmup. It takes place underwater, and you are in like a submarine, and you go around and you have to shoot and the enemies. And I don't really know too much about it, because all I watched was the trailer from the direct or the presentation. But the art style looks like an old hand-drawn map. It just looks so cool.
Oh my god, this looks fantastic.
It does look super cool, right?
Yes.
Haven't you ever wanted
to? Oh my. I have to get this.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
And that comes out. And like you have to fight big monsters and like big fish monsters and stuff.
Yeah.
That comes out this fall. Next up, Hero. Doesn't look good to me at all. It comes from the people who made... You know what? I forget who it is. But what happens is it's an isometric game, and you fight, and when you die, somebody else can, like, resurrect your body as a companion to fight an AI companion.
Okay.
It comes out in early 18. Mom Hid My Game is exactly what it sounds like. Mom hides her game, and you gotta find it.
Come on.
It used to be a mobile game, but they're releasing it on the Switch. Mom Hid My Game launches for both Nintendo Switch and 3DS family later this year. Mulaka.
Earth Atlantis just looks really good. I'm just still watching it together. Looks really cool.
Incredible. Mulaka. Battle mythical creatures, solve puzzles, and undergo magical transformations in this lush action adventure inspired by Northern Mexico and indigenous Tarahumara culture. Mulaka launches in Switch in September 18. Or 2018. Exclusive features. Yono and the Celestial Elephants looks great. This looks like if Link was an elephant.
Whoa.
And Zelda as an elephant. It's great.
What?
It looks really cool. Morphe's Law is a 4v4 shooter online where, depending on where you shoot your enemies, your body part gets bigger and theirs gets smaller. So say you shoot their head gets smaller and your head gets bigger. And
it actually looks fun. Yeah, I kind of want to play it. I'm not going to lie.
Sausage Sports Club is a physics-based sports game where you use floppy-necked animals to do
what?
And it actually looks kind of fun too.
This one does. You know what this really reminds me of? This really reminds me of Overcooked.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Just
the aesthetic and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little dogs, like little corgis with the long necks. Looks great. Well, Light Fingers. It's like a board game that you have to do like real-time challenges to play. I don't know. It comes out in early 18. Nine Parchments.
It's a game.
I'm going to read it real quick. read the entry here. Everyone has heard of beat 'em up games. What about blast 'em up? In this local and online co-op, up to 4 players battle strange creatures and mighty bosses while wielding an ever-changing arsenal of spells. It comes out this holiday season.
Kind of looks cool.
It looks very cool. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
That's by the way, my favorite one.
Yeah, this looks really good. By the way, Yono looks really, really nice too. When does that come out, Eric?
Yono. Hold on, let me get back to it. October 12th.
So cool. Soon. All right, I'm getting that. Nine Parchments looks really nice.
Yeah.
It didn't really...
Nice stuff. Wow, this is some good stuff.
Dude, there's a lot of good stuff. I think
that we shouldn't be sleeping on No More Heroes making a return. I think that's really incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Meat Boy Forever is what it is. It's been in development for a long time. I don't think it's going to have the same charm that the first one had.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I'm not a fan of either one of those series, but they're both big games.
Yeah. And then the cards. So it's going to be like the other Shovel Knight campaigns, except in between games, you play cards against other knights in game. So that seems cool.
That's fun.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
What have you guys been playing?
Still Mario plus Rabbids.
Yep. How are you liking it?
I'm loving it. I got into a really, really tough fight last night with there's a haunted graveyard type section. I guess like the ghost houses. And
that's where I am as well.
Okay. And I got into a pretty tough fight there. So I think one like really important thing that people should probably know about this is you have to upgrade regularly. Do it a lot. Because if you don't, you're going to be really outmatched. And you might say, what the hell is going on here? You know, like, I can't win this fight. This is too tough. It's not. You just have to upgrade your characters.
Yeah,
upgrade.
It's really an RPG. You have to keep on top of your skill tree, and you have to keep upgrading your weapons.
Yeah.
And it's also important to switch out characters. You can switch out characters whenever you want. Mm-hmm. So if you do one fight and you realize, oh, hey, maybe Mario and Rabbid Mario and Luigi are not cutting it for this fight, you can switch out. You have to keep Mario in your party. He's the leader. But you can switch out for, you know, maybe Peach and Rabbid Peach, or Peach and, you know, whoever.
No, not Rabbid Peach.
I actually like regular Peach a lot.
Yeah, she's good. Rabbid Mario is, like, unbelievable, though, I find.
He's probably my favorite Rabbid.
Really good.
I haven't gotten Yoshi yet, or yet Rabbid Yoshi, but...
Yeah. Rabbid Yoshi. No. It's just really funny.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's great.
I played Splatfest this weekend.
How'd that go?
Flight, my team, won. It was, what superpower would you rather have, flight or invisibility? So. I picked the better one, of course, and we won. Game's still fun. You know, it's still Splatoon.
Yeah, I like it.
And I've also been playing... I finished Uncharted 4, I think, between now and last week. I finished it. And I've also been playing Chain of Memories when I can. Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
Oh, yeah. How is that? I saw you posting about it.
It's really fun. It was originally for the Game Boy Advance. So when you're playing it and you are like playing the combat's a little different from regular Kingdom Hearts games. So you have to remember how it originally appeared.
Mm.
So I really enjoy it. You know, I'm trying to play through all the Kingdom Hearts games so I can be ready for 3 when it comes out. There it is. It's good. It's fun. What about you, Rick? What are you doing?
Me?
Yes.
Sorry, you're cutting out. I'm playing some Ark, and I just beat Metro Last Light, so that was pretty nice.
Oh, it's such a good game.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. And that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I think that's just about it.
I think so.
Seems so.
It seems so. Well, everybody, as always, we really appreciate you hanging out and listening. By next week, I am going to have in-depth thoughts on... I plan on having in-depth thoughts on Uncharted Lost Legacy. And,
Oh, and hopefully our review of Sonic Mania will be up.
Yeah. We just... It's in time to do it.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.